can't touch this. You can't touch this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show. Based on the...
This is such a basic
bubblegummer pop music chart-topping selection number one of Way Back Wednesday. It's a Nick hour.
Oh, look, it's the basic bitch hour of Way Back Wednesday.
Like you've never listed this
simple
song.
Simple-ass song.
I don't believe you've never listed this song
never
on a Way Back
I
Wednesday.
This simple-ass song.
Can't touch that one,
don't
Nick.
Turn it up. Don't you turn it up. You turn it down. Hate you.
I hate you.
It's all peaked. Everybody's speakers just blew.
Start doing the vibration speaker on the
yeah,
bass.
Right.
Final hour of Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2009 from artists from either Canada or the Bay Area in honor of the NBA Finals. We've covered a lot of ground, including it's Barry's birthday today. Happy birthday to Barry.
Thank you, guys.
So, again, if you'd like to make a donation of any kind of whiskey, weed eater, or, you know, whatever you think might be
those.
A creative touch. 5353 West Alabama, fourth floor, because delivery guys evidently are getting lost because they didn't learn their lesson
cupcakes.
From Nick's birthday. But, yeah, it's been, and we've covered Rockets, Astros.
John Parker said he did not deliver the cupcakes. He's mowing the yard today. I'm assuming that's in honor of me.
Yeah.
So he's doing yard work. But,
okay.
Yeah, but once again, thank you for sending up the Cheesecake Factory food.
Yes, no doubt about it. So there you go.
Yep.
So we've got cake. You've gotten
cheesecake.
So you know
that's it. I'm obviously not as popular as Nick. Nicholas is very popular.
It did
popular.
Roll in for Nick.
Yeah, yep. I feel like it was pity more than
see
anything.
You couldn't just let me have my day.
I was gonna say.
I feel like they were like, you know what?
You have to just poop all over it.
We feel sorry for him.
Boy.
Where did it go? Somebody, Uber Mike said he would. That was him who said he would buy me a beer because he no hard feelings for the one star thing. I didn't have any hard feelings.
Well, it wasn't
to begin
the one
with.
Star.
No,
thing.
I think
he was
saying he doesn't
that.
Have any hard feelings. Like he's forgiving you.
Well, I was
going to
say, yeah. Oh, you're forgiving me?
The other day, didn't he completely?
You're the dumbass playing our show while people were in the car.
Yeah, like at what point did you not realize that you have to turn it down?
The other day, didn't he take a shot at you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. It ain't about the one star anymore.
Shove your beer up your Uber, pal.
Wow. Then there's that.
I don't want your... Yeah, you did take a shot at me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He forgot about it, too. He's like, yeah, hold on.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I don't think so, pal. Real quick, though, I do have to say this.
Yes?
It's not just my birthday today.
Okay.
It's also my cat's birthday.
Well, happy birthday,
happy
cat.
Birthday to the cat.
He's 20.
You didn't think he was going to make it.
A month ago, I told you.
Yeah, you were saying it the whole time.
I didn't think he would make it to today. So that's been the best present of all is he turned 20 today.
You're getting a more cat weed?
And that's he is on CBD oil.
Yeah, so you're going to give him a little extra dose today?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to overdose it. But we put him on CBD oil. He's now gaining weight. I'm happy to report
good,
that.
Good.
He had
right.
gone from 16 pounds to 6.4 pounds.
You get the munchies. God.
Well, and he's back up. He's at 6.6 pounds. So he's gaining a little over 3 ounces in less than 2 weeks.
Wow. All 3 ounces.
Sounds not like a lot. But I'm telling you, this dude is nothing. It's like skin covering bone with some organs in the middle. There's nothing
progress.
To this cat.
So that's good.
And I'm like, how are you still alive, bro? You're literally a walking cat skeleton. How are you even here? He just won't die. He's part turtle. I'm like, okay, we made it to 20. I love you. Whenever you're ready, this is what I wanted. You made it to 20. So.
Well, his last year's was in Casa de Laminac, and that's a nice, comfortable house to live in.
That's true. He's thrown up
so
all
despite
over
the
it,
fact
crapped
that
all
the
over
litter
it.
Box.
It's
is,
a suburb.
His house is so big, he's like, I ain't walking all the way over there to poop. You better bring that litter box.
You get a second one.
Or you better get something to clean the carpet, because I'm just going to let it fly right here. I'm comfortable.
Yeah, but that made me happy, man. That was my birthday present, was he stuck around to see 20. So I told my wife, because was it yesterday? Oh, no, it was the day before. She goes, he made it. I was like, oh, you jinxing son of a... She was like, well, I was like, you know he's going to die at like 11 o'clock May 28th. Like an hour before the clock turns May 29th and he hits the 20, he's going to die now because you jinxed his old ass. So she got lucky. He made it. So we're happy.
Because if she didn't, oh boy, that would have been entertainment died, in itself for Nick and I.
If he would have died because of her jinxing ass, oh, it would have been on. It would have been. I would have whispered to him on the at the gravesite or whatever you do with a cat. I would have been like, haunt her. Haunt her in her dreams. She did this to you. But I don't have to do that, so we're good.
Well, thanks to that. I was going to throw one more baseball tidbit at you guys.
Okay.
This is thoroughly embarrassing, okay? We have talked about on this show, ever since the Rays got Charlie Morton, that the Rays are a team that you have to be reckoned with, and that they are one of the better teams in the American League. You and I have talked about the fact that of the teams that we have to eliminate one, the Rays would be right there in the mix till the end of the American League. Do you know what they drew last night for a home game against the Toronto Blue Jays?
No.
Would you fathom a guess? Because we were just busted on the Astros and the fact that it was 50-50 with Cubs.
16,000.
How much?
16,000.
What's today? Wednesday? So last night? Uh-huh. A Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
In Tampa, and they're second in the division.
Uh-huh.
Toronto's in town.
Uh-huh. With the three youngsters?
Yeah, but Tampa's not a baseball town, so they don't care that Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Corbin Biggio and Bo Bichette is
You're
there.
Warmer.
I would go, would you say 16, Nick?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was talking like it was low.
Yeah, I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of 13.
The Rays announced attendance for their 3-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night, 5,786. Jeez. The lowest attendance in the team's 22-year history, breaking the previous record of 6,500 set in 2017 when the hurricane was approaching.
Oh, my God.
You drew 5,800 fans, and I'm being generous, 5,800, and your team's in second place.
A game and a half out.
A game and a half out of first, and you want a new stadium?
They won four in a row.
You need a new city, people. You need to get the hell out of there as soon as you can.
Baseball has a problem in Florida.
It's awful.
The Marlins don't draw well outside of when they're winning a World Series, but you know teams aren't going to win the World Series every year, so you've got to still have a fan base that somewhat comes out and supports year in and year out, but 5,000 is just...
Dude, the pictures from this game...
That's sad. I feel so bad for the players.
So last night, they had to finish the game from the night previous for the Royals and the White Sox because there was such a deluge of a rainstorm.
Good word.
They couldn't finish the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So they started that game at approximately like 5 p.m. And in Chicago, they were making fun of the fact that because people were still getting off of work and whatever, it was kind of sparse. It made the crowd in Tampa look like they're like literally like this was even before batting practice. The pictures from the crowd in Tampa was like, this isn't even minor league baseball. This is flat embarrassing. Man. Like you let a couple of field trips come in just to make it sound a little less cavernous when the ball was hit.
That's
it
bad.
Was awful.
Who? I bet the lingerie football teams draw that much.
Seriously. I'm looking at this and I'm going, what is the next best city that needs a baseball team? Because they need to get there as soon as possible.
Who do you think would draw more on a night like that? The XFL Houston team or the Tampa Bay Rays?
The XFL Houston team.
See, I do too. And
based on
that's
ticket
awful.
Price, depending on what the ticket prices were, as long as they were
Doesn't
affordable,
matter.
I think people, because it's football, we've already talked about this, football in Texas, people. I think that the XFL team would outdraw that for a game.
I agree with you. Now I will put the an asterisk on it and say, in the beginning, as the XFL loses steam, which I'll set the over under on that at a year and a half, as they lose steam, it could be numbers could get bad real quick. But 5,000, I would think that would be the average, an average okay or mediocre week for the XFL.
I bet you video games stadiums can draw more than that.
You might be right.
You might be right is right. And you know what? And here's the other thing.
Look, more eyes have probably been on an NBA 2K e-game then were at that game.
Here's what's
that
even
night.
Worse.
That's terrible.
I'm Rays sure a video game
baseball
can draw
ushers were preventing fans from moving down from the upper deck.
Oh,
general
you're the worst.
Yeah.
What?
So a guy tweeted at Rays Baseball, "I sure am glad your attendants were there to prevent people from sitting in this section. We could have had a big situation. You saved your 5,000 fans from that. Thank goodness."
Oh, okay. Now they deserve that.
Yeah.
If you draw 5,800 people and you don't let them all move down to the lower bowl and say, "Hey, you 5,800, we appreciate you just being here. Go sit wherever the hell you want."
Now, and here's
Minute Maid did it. Dumbasses. Like the 14s. They let you move up.
That's they're dumbasses.
Toyota Center done. Even
if it's.
But how many times has it been 5,000 people in
true,
attendance?
True. Good point. Now, Barry, to your other point. Here's where it's going to get even more mind-bending for you. Not even boggling. It's going to completely bend your brain.
Okay.
The Rays do not have the lowest average attendance in baseball.
Ooh. Don't tell me. It's not Baltimore.
I just gave you props.
Huh?
I just gave you props for the statement that you used.
Oh,
leading
the Marlins.
The Marlins? Yeah. Are pulling in a whopping 9,600 a game, and on Tuesday, drew 6,400 games.
I think it's safe to say baseball in Florida is not welcome.
Spring training is a popular thing.
You know why it is, though? It's the same thing we talked about in this city, how we have, it's a very transient city, like people from
sure.
other cities, other states come here. That's Florida.
True.
Florida, a lot of people from out east, up east, move down to Florida. So it's Red Sox country. It's Yankees country. It could be Orioles. But they're not. So when those teams are in town, go look at the numbers when those teams are in town versus just
Rays,
Blue Jays.
Oh, I'm sure when the Yankees, because a lot of transplants from New York retire in Florida.
New York and Boston. When the Red Sox and Yankees are in town in Miami or in Tampa Bay, I guarantee you
attendance. So is that your answer for why spring training draws more than
sure? Because they go down there for spring and to get out of the cold weather because it's still cold out east. Mm. So everyone goes down there and watches them. Yankees games sell out in spring training.
That's just absolutely embarrassing.
Baseball has a real problem in Florida. And I don't understand.
You can't draw 10,000 fans a night for Major League Baseball, for at least in the case of the Rays, a team that's in second place, a game and a half out of first.
Don't get it.
That team needs to move.
It's kind of like I don't get why you would pick this song.
Well, this song.
Love this song. Journey Only the Young. Love
this. Is this from Vision Quest? Not even that could save you.
It's bad. All the Journey songs.
I know. I just Googled Journey, and I figured because it was one of the first songs.
You were like, this has to be good.
Or did I just pick the wrong spot to play it?
Is no, there you good, just no. picked the wrong
better?
Song.
The wrong
period.
Song.
This doesn't
there.
Get better at all.
Not wrong song to play there. You just picked the wrong song.
This, yeah. It's only a minute 45 and a four-minute song. It's not going to get any better at this point.
You could have even done Faithfully. That would have been way.
I think Faithfully was your choice. That was perfect for you. Matter of fact, if you want to change it between now and the end of the show, we'll allow it.
Nope, too late.
No. Okay.
It still hasn't picked up 2 minutes into the song.
It won't either.
It sucks so bad.
Yeah. Well done, sir. Well done. All right. We'll continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP Lister Line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. It's Barry's birthday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, suspects? We continue to roll on right here on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio on a Barry's birthday way back Wednesday. Again, time running out, but you still can get your delivery requests into 5353 West Alabama, fourth floor, for special gifts and other things for Barry. And I'm sure that the receptionist will hold on to them if he leaves. Nick wants whiskey. And we also like to give back to you, the suspects out there that are so good to us. So therefore, let's do this right now. The American country music singer known as Cody Jinks and his special guest, the Toadies and Ward Davis, are coming to the Sam Houston Race Park Saturday, October the 12th. ESPN 97.5 is giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets before you can actually even buy them. Caller number 12 right now, 713-780-3776. Caller 12, 713-780-ESPN, wins a pair of tickets to see the show. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 31st, 10 a.m. For more concert and ticket info, go to CodyJinks.com. So call now. All right. We're going to continue to roll on with the show as Cody Jinks tickets are available. So,
Okay, you weren't supposed to do that. I'm trying to catch up here on my... You've messed me all up. You've screwed it all up. Yep, you've screwed up. From the text line, Titan Hugo said, "Happy birthday, Barry, but I think this Harden Paul beef started when Harden burned down Paul's kitchen in the State Farm commercial."
I kind of mentioned that the other
Is it a
day,
State Farm jinx? Ariza is gone, now this beef?
Ooh. There you go.
That's interesting. Yeah. Happy birthday, Barry. Abercrombie is still garbage, though.
Nice.
That's one man's opinion.
Mm-hmm. What about Forever 21?
I got to admit, I moved on.
You've moved on from Forever 21?
I'm on fashion.
Not Abercrombie and Fitch, but Forever 21?
Yeah, I'll still get some jeans from Abercrombie and Fitch. Fashion Nova is where I get my cheap stuff now.
I heard the mall's thinking about a Forever 45. Just in case.
Bastard. Is there any way I can send Barry my beloved coin collection?
Well, we'll check with the coin club.
Yeah, we'll check with old Dorky McDork in there and see if he knows. Somebody suggested, now, you were like, no, but I got to tell you.
Okay, what?
Somebody said Correa hurt himself in the walk-off celebration, not at home. And we were like, eh. I do recall watching the celebration when he got the RBI. People were running to him, and you know how they get real rough?
They want to rip the jersey off.
He kind of waved everybody off like, no. So it may be that something happened in that moment, whether it was at the plate or somebody bumped him or whatever. I don't know.
I just know that what Jose was reading from Brian McTaggart. But you're right, because you know what?
If you go back and look at the celebration, it wasn't very physical.
The game-winning hit, he had to reach across the plate and slap it to right field.
But I promise you, if you could go back and find that footage, they were going to dogpile him like they always do, and he literally waved everyone off like, no, don't. I thought that was strange because usually they're celebrating. He was excited and he was celebrating, but he didn't want anybody physically being rough with him. So there might be something to that. Absolutely might be something to that. That could be complete speculation.
Cracked or fractured a rib hitting?
That could no. I'm saying like maybe when they first started celebrating and then something happened. He was like, whoa, everybody. Don't do that. So I don't know. It's all speculation right now. But I do recall seeing him wave people off after that during the celebration. So that's the only thing I'm adding to that. I'm not suggesting that that is what happened.
Okay.
But if you put two and two together, that would make some sense in that particular case. Not saying it is. Not saying it happened. Just saying that's what I saw.
This and the one final note from the Strohs too. Did you see the interview with Stubbs' parents last night?
No.
Dad got emotional. He literally started crying. Yeah, he was telling the story.
I can see that.
About, you know, how he went from being called up. They were flying, I guess, back home from seeing him. He was in a game, hit a home run while they were on their way to the airport. They get on the plane and he gets pulled from the game and they're like, why? And then literally while on the plane, they FaceTimed where he was able to say, I'm getting called up to the show.
Very cool.
And when Julia went back to ask him about it, he literally broke down crying, and mom had to say, he's actually the emotional one between the two of us. But yeah, it was a pretty special event. So it was really cool. And evidently his little brother can play too. So Todd Callis was saying maybe we'll see the little brother in the bigs too at some point. But
very cool.
Really, really neat story. And the kid wearing Ausmus's number, and they said, when's the last time you saw, I think Blummer said it. He goes, last time you saw an athletic, smaller than average size catcher that can really run and do some things was Brad Ausmus, and he's wearing 11.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so that was, it's a great story. So I hope he continues to do well because he seems like the one thing I did notice, though, and maybe that's something he's always done, but he likes to throw it back to the pitcher almost as fast as they're throwing it to him. And he threw one back last night that Presley didn't like that went off Presley's glove, and Presley gave him the death stare in there like, don't do that again.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because he throws some humdingers back
really?
To the mound.
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, if he catches again, check it out. Because, yeah, he was really throwing some heat back to the pitchers. And Presley, I don't think, liked it after he missed one of them.
I thought this was a pretty interesting text. Somebody said we were talking about the Rays and the Marlins and how awful their attendance has been. If you were to move the Rays or Marlins, where do you think would be a good place?
I was trying to think about that.
So, I don't know. I mean, my first thought was Portland.
They have already have an organization in place where Russell Wilson and Sierra are on the ownership.
Yeah. Board.
They want a team in Portland. I think Portland would be a great choice. Oklahoma City, maybe. Again, they used it for the NBA.
They
want to get to be a bigger city.
I think, too, I know some people would say San Antonio.
I was thinking that. I think they're a little small.
Problem is, man, yeah. I mean, well, it's a big city, and you could draw from Austin, too. But
you've got the Rangers, and you got the Astros.
Yeah, that's going to be the difficult part of that. Of course, you had the Mavericks.
What about Montreal?
The Rockets. Montreal's not a bad choice, and Canada. Charlotte.
They would have to upgrade the facilities in Montreal. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of the reason why they left?
That's exactly right, part of it. But and we're talking about small crowds. The Expos were on average kind of in the same ballpark as the Rays and the Marlins.
I would add Charlotte to the mix.
Yep, not a bad
Think about cities that have football and basketball but not baseball.
Vegas.
Or Charlotte is one of them. Yeah. New Orleans is another one.
Oh, New Orleans might not be bad.
And I know Portland doesn't have football.
But they really support their NBA team.
Yeah.
That's like Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City could be a team where
that would be,
their AAA team, the Buzz, does really, really well.
Could you imagine the home runs hitting Salt Lake when you think about
like Colorado,
what happens in Colorado? Yeah.
Now, by the way, in Brian McTaggart's column today, Astros president of baseball operations and general manager Jeff Luhnow said Correa suffered the injury at his home Tuesday morning, then deferred to Correa to provide any further details.
Mm. So that's what is the official stance.
He says, with a fractured or cracked rib like that, it takes time for the bone to heal. He's got to strengthen the muscles around the bone, then get back in playing shape. We really don't know if it's going to be 4 or 6 weeks, but in that range is the best guess.
Wow.
That's not good.
No, it's not. Somebody said, would Nashville be a good baseball town? I think so.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Yeah, they've been an affiliate of the Yankees in the past, and I think based on what they did for the draft, that was impressive.
Google listed basically everything that y'all... Like Portland, Charlotte, Nashville, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Montreal.
Look, I've got this. I want you to watch this at the break.
Okay.
And you watch.
Oh, celebration. Okay.
Yeah. You'll see that he basically waves everybody off. We'll check it out at the break.
Okay, so we're not going to be gone for long. We'll get back to that real quick. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. So you guys don't have to go anywhere, and we'll be right back right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final half hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Barry birthday way back Wednesday. Appreciate everybody sending in their best wishes and other things for Barry on this special day. So we got 30 minutes. So we take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. I'm sure they will also dedicate their entire show to Mr. Laminate.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that.
I think AJ came in looking for keto cake, and they didn't have it.
Yeah.
So before we get off of this Rays attendance thing, our good friend Jerry wants to chime in. Jerry, what's up?
Yes.
I come in peace, Nick. I come in peace.
It's a shocker.
Happy birthday, Barry.
Hey, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, you know that the Rays, like, they couldn't even sell out Constellation Field. That thing is like 7,500. That's pretty sad.
Damn.
They couldn't even sell out a private, you know, baseball team stadium. I mean, that's pretty
pathetic.
About it? And considering, like, the Latin population there, you would think. But, like you said, I guess there's other things to do in Florida.
But you know, Miami's a big city.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Miami's a big city, but we had someone trying to stick up for Tampa saying, well, the stadium is actually 22 miles away from the most populated areas of Tampa. Stop making excuses. I don't care if you have to drive an hour.
So is in Patriots. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, hell, everybody's more than 22 miles away from Minute Maid, just about.
Yeah, why? You live in the suburbs. Why have a team here in the first place? Why'd they move it there in the first place? Yeah. If the logistics was because it's a horse crap stadium anyway.
Yeah, I can tell you this.
You remember when the Marlins
toll road is 22 miles long, and that doesn't even get me to the stadium. That gets me to 610.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't
remember with the year the Marlins won it, or those 2 years the Marlins won it, they couldn't even sell out like playoff and championship games. Pretty pathetic.
And that's also why.
But I was
saying,
you know what? They should just do Mexico City. You got like 8.5 million people there. It's bigger than New York.
That's a great idea. It's the first we've heard of that. That's a great suggestion.
Mexico City is the way to go.
Jerry, that's a really good. Lamont had suggested a Latin American. Mexico City makes sense. Puerto Rico, a city in Puerto Rico makes sense. I can see Venezuela, although there's some. Political, you have to be careful about the political
elements,
ramifications.
You've got the fact that the Dominican Republic with a lot of the Puerto Rico was just devastated by
the
hurricane.
But why not give them that though? I mean,
no, it'd be great.
Great for the country. Great for, I mean, they are America. There's that makes a lot of sense to me. And don't make the excuse about international travel because people go to Toronto so they can go to Mexico City too. So,
yeah. And on Jerry's point about the Marlins, the biggest thing is the reason why they couldn't keep that team together and continue to keep going forward is because payroll, you have to make payroll by making money. And when you're drawing that little in terms of your attendance for a full season and you're putting a team on the field that costs that much, they had to have a fire sale because they weren't going to survive.
Yeah, they did it every year. They'd win a World Series, have a fire sale.
Then Derek Jeter and his group buys the team, and part of the thing that he promised all the people investing in the team was, first thing we're going to do, cut all the payroll so that we don't lose a ton of money. And so they traded Christian Yelich for nothing. JT Realmuto. I could go on and on. And someone wrote an article, I think I was looking through this morning, where if you just kept that Marlins team together from 2 years ago, going into this season, they might be the favorite to be one of the favorites to be a playoff team, if not better, because of the roster that they had.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing, I mean, they're starting to branch out kind of like the NFL in London and the NFL in Mexico City. I think it would be great. I mean, you know what? A lot of players come from Latin American countries.
No question about that.
And there's nothing wrong with considering putting a team.
No, that's a great point. And I think that they should absolutely look into it. And I think that a lot of other things than just like viability financially are going to factor in, like you said, between politics.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the different the organized crime that's going on in a Mexico City.
Uh-huh. It could be an issue, but, you know, I mean, there's crime everywhere.
True. But at least they're drawing more in smaller stadiums. If you took a Marlins stadium and put a Marlins-type stadium somewhere in one of the countries you're talking about, don't tell me they wouldn't draw.
Uber Mike said, Mary, let me know when you got my gift. I don't know if it was an intern, but somebody took the bottle for you.
Nick's holding it.
From me, you bastard.
Jose Partida just brought it in.
What is it?
It looks like
a bottle. Why are you opening my gift?
He's opening it right now.
Is it hooch? What is it? What is it?
Jack Daniels, sir.
Nice.
Looks like a gift you won't be getting, Barry.
Yeah.
Uber Mike in the clutch.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're forgiving him.
Yeah. Okay, brought me a gift.
Well, you ain't getting it because you know Nick's going to have it half down by the time we get out of this segment.
That's true.
You're not a germaphobe. You don't mind me taking a few swigs.
Nick is going to lick the top of the bottle
before I hand it over to you.
Yeah, no, I don't need lip herpes from you, all right? I don't need whatever you've got.
If you think about it, if he licks the top of the bottle and then he gives it to you, he knows you're probably chances are going to discard it.
Oh,
boom.
What a genius idea.
Why?
I thought he already explained that in some detail.
Why would you give him? You know what? I'll just get the herpes. I don't care.
You want a drink tonight, don't
whatever.
You?
I'm going to have the herpes then, I guess. My wife's going to be like, where'd you get those from? I'll be like, I cheated on you with Nick.
Drink from the same
bottle.
Everything
that ends in the E's. You're going to get the Arby's, the herpes, and the memes when you're done drinking. It's all going to be taken care of.
I like that. Somebody said Correa cracked a rib when he was putting his drink on the roof of his car. That's not...
That was pretty good.
That's not nice at all. I hate you, whoever that was.
That was the best text of the day right there.
Yeah. Lowen T, who's a longtime listener, said, I got to get Upside app. Got $5 in my first fill up. Love the show.
Good
Thanks
job.
For putting us on to that. I'm glad you did that, Lowen. Good for you. I'll have to use you in my next read. Hey, has Barry applied for his AARP card yet? You can kiss. Wait a minute.
So what are the benefits exactly?
What is the age? I think I'm eligible. Holy
So you don't have to be
upset at the dump button.
Wow. You don't have to be 50?
Hey Siri, what's the age limit for AARP? I don't even have Siri.
Well, now every car listening to us is now going through that. You're welcome, listeners.
AARP age requirement. That's not limit requirement, right? Let's see.
Are there benefits for that?
50.
But what do you get for it?
Oh yeah.
What do you get for being an AARP?
I don't know.
I was
going to ask you.
I don't know.
Todd knows.
I'm probably right. And he's very defensive about that.
Yes, you can join the AARP when you are 30 or any age. Really? No,
no
way.
No, you cannot.
AARP has no age limit.
Let's get our boy Clarence in here before we get off Baseball Cities.
Okay.
Clarence, what's up, man?
What up, guys?
What up?
I heard you mention New Orleans as a possible location for a baseball team, especially, well, not Tampa, but especially Miami, since their Triple A team is the worst
Zephyrs, right?
Name in the No, it's not the Zephyrs. Formerly known as Zephyrs, but the New Orleans Baby Cakes.
The what?
Yeah, for the cake, for the...
Yeah.
The New Orleans Baby Cakes?
Yes.
When they were the Zephyrs, they were a Brewers farm team.
Wait, why was it called the... The Zephyrs were an Astros farm team, too. Why the baby cakes?
Because the cake baby during Mardi Gras.
Someone was thinking king cake baby and the king cake.
But that's my point. Yeah. That's why I was asking, because baby cakes is stupid. You would either call it the king cakes or the baby in the king cake. But it's not a baby cake.
Well, the other thing was, if you remember when the Pelicans used that as one of their mascots, all the kids were terrified of the king cake baby. Craig Ackerman was terrified of it, too. He used to talk about it. Yeah, it was that scary of a mascot. They had to get rid of it.
Wow.
Yep. But they used to have a king cake baby.
Yeah, guys. But also, it will be a nice incentive to have a baseball team down there. You can use tourism as a thing. You want to go to a pregame series down in New Orleans, drink, have fun, bring in money. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
I'm with you, man.
And gambling, but again, factor in the one city we forgot, which is Vegas. If Vegas is going to get the Raiders, they already got the Golden Knights, and you could add,
Vegas.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barry, if it's your birthday, not if, it is, but Barry, if it's your birthday, does that mean automatic sex?
I said Arby's, herpes, and Mimi's, but I didn't say anything about sexies. Sexies.
I shall decline to answer.
I think that's a wise move. Take it from someone who knows. I think that's a wise move.
Yeah. Normally I'm an open book. I'm gonna defer on that one because I'm not messing it up for me. So I refrain from answering. Someone also said before we get to Paul, but somebody said Correa was pretty aggressive during the walk-off against the Red Sox last year. Against the Royals, he waved off everyone. He did go on the IL soon after. He needs to stop hitting walk-off home runs. But
They need to stop.
Is that
doing
true?
I don't remember that.
Did he have
as
a
much,
walk-off last year against the Rays and then was on the IL?
I know he's one of the guys that's big on ripping the buttons off the jersey and ripping the jerseys off the guys
careful,
and all that.
Man.
No doubt. That's like the idiots that go celebrating so much into home plate that they tear ACLs and things like that. Look, it's okay to have some fun.
Yeah.
A little baby powder and whipped cream and all the things they do during the interviews and such. But don't be doing enough to...
Sounds like a Tuesday night for Nick.
It's possible.
Baby powder and whipped cream, huh?
The inside of that birthday cake looks tempting. It looks really nice. I'm just saying it's cut nice. It looks like...
Did you just try to American Pie my birthday
cake?
No,
I did not. I did not.
Were you trying to add the cream filling?
No, I enjoyed the cake, and I just happened to look at it when you said that comment.
Oh,
that's all.
My God. You're trying to get the guts from my birthday cake.
No.
That is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Paul wants to wish you a happy birthday, bro.
Okay. Paul, what's up, man?
How much, buddy? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You was talking about people wanting to take you to lunch, take you to dinner and all that. You can get your own lunch. You can get your own dinner. Stay home. Get you a couple cases of beer. Watch a big screen and watch a bunch of sports and just chill.
I like that idea. That's probably what's going to happen, Paul. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Get yourself a wombat and you got yourself a birthday.
He did good.
It was nice.
It was an enjoyable call.
He wanted to be like over the top normal for his call this time.
Here's what you do. You drive home, probably sit in traffic for an hour, hour and a half, and then you get home and then you have you a decent meal. You know, make sure you pay attention to all of the sections on the food pyramid. Get you some starches, not too many. Nice protein.
Who are you kidding?
Of greens. Then you have you a nice little dessert, maybe some birthday cake, make a wish. Grab you a pop, get you an adult beverage, watch the game, go Astros, and then you go night-night.
Who are you kidding?
What?
You go to the nearest fast food place. There's always a CVS next to it. So you get your food in the drive-thru, get yourself one of them transistor radios. They got to get some batteries because they're going to need that for the radio to work. Get yourself a lawn chair.
Batteries.
And a fan for the dang breeze to blow the garage. Call yourself a birthday boy. Get yourself some beer and a cooler. You're set.
See, you were just mean to him.
Wombats don't lead leashes, Barry. They just fly around. It'll be fine.
You're never going to let that man live down the wombat hallway.
Nope.
Ever and ever.
I don't know that there's any major market sports show in America that had someone call in and say
so they got attacked by a wombat? Only on the suspects.
That's right. That's what we do. All right, speaking of that, we'll do it for one more segment. Then we'll take it to 4. Blitz will take it till 7. Listen to the number one sports station in Houston, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
At least with the theory for cheating has been put out there.
So
Nick
original.
Just deleted all the songs from all my artists.
I did not do that.
Everything. So original.
With the exception of one, E-40. Other than that, you cheated.
In this video, Nelly Furtado had her own helicopter. Remember we were talking about helicopters earlier?
Yeah, she got it from Kobe.
She pulls up in the video with her own helicopter that says Nelly Furtado written all over it. Mm-hmm. God, I wish
Kobe
I had
rented
that money.
It out just for the video shoot.
Could be.
Possible.
Yeah.
So in honor of your birthday.
Yes.
I found this list on BuzzFeed. 27 things everyone over the age of 40 does for absolutely no reason. And some of them I was like, nah. And then I came to number 10 on the list.
Okay.
And I went, oh, my God, it's Barry.
What'd you say? Lawn care? Everyone does their yard.
Not over 40.
Yes.
So some of them, you know, like the first couple on the list, all people over the age of 40 has the phone case that opens like a book.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Why does everyone over the age of 40 put quotes after everything?
No, that one says the ellipsis. Put dot, dot, dot after everything.
I thought they put the quote sign over.
Well,
By the way, you do hate the dot, dot, dot.
I do hate the dot, dot, dot.
Which is why I try to use it as much as possible.
Yes.
Why does everyone over the age of 45 have their phone ringtones on the loudest volume or on at all?
That's pretty funny.
And my phone's been on vibrate forever, too. So why does every person over the age of 40 think it's okay to scroll through your phone photos when showing them a picture?
I don't do that.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. I would scroll. You know who I wouldn't do that with? Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Don't need to see.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you're going
to
see that
no desire to see
your
what's
stomach
on,
may not
like,
be
I'm
ready
trying
for.
To find the picture, and then I realize I shouldn't be scrolling through my pictures.
Right.
Stuff, yeah. And then I, like, walk away.
It's like, Mom, check. You know what? Never mind.
Scrolling.
Don't look
scrotum.
Here.
Scrotum. What? Wait,
yeah.
What?
Mm.
Why does... I'll say, regardless of what age you are, too many people yell when they're on the phone.
That is true.
But number 10 was very interesting to me.
Okay.
Number 10... Why does everyone over the age of 40 pronounce Chipotle Chipotle instead of
See?
That
Chipotle?
Is definitely Barry.
And I was like, oh, boom. We're going to have to put this on the show.
Guilty as charged. And now I yell at my wife for doing that because she is the queen of mispronouncing stuff. So I come on here and I just get lambasted for saying Chipotle.
and you guys
it
like,
made the list, bro.
And so now I have trained myself to say Chipotle. And at home, I'll be like, hey, what do you want? My wife's like, I don't know. You want to get some Chipotle? I'm like, no, 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 no.
Because then you're going to say it on the air.
Because then I'm going to come to work, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to listen to 3 hours of these jackholes making fun of the way I say Chipotle.
And me and Nick, too, not just the listeners.
That's so true, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if that's a Texas thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before, because I was like, what's the problem in saying it the right way?
I don't know. I think sometimes we just... Like, my wife, there are certain words my wife just cannot say correctly. She can't say Tostitos. She adds a R in there, like an old lady.
Where?
Tostitos.
No way.
Yes. She's going to murder me. I'm definitely not getting birthday sex.
Yeah, there you go. You blew that another way.
Yeah, there's certain words that, I mean, there's certain words I think we all can't say.
We've established that on this show.
Chipotle.
Supposedly.
Chipotle for me was... Y'all shattered my world when you pointed out. I had no idea I was saying it wrong. I really thought it was Chipotle.
I remember the first time you said it was during a commercial break, and I could not.
You, like, you did. What? You couldn't, yeah.
I could not stop then, laughing.
You were like, what? Yeah. And then later, you got upset when we were making fun of you for a word. You were like, you guys would be so mad if I was doing this to you. I want to be like, bitch, you did it to me for a week when I said Chipotle.
Nick,
what are you talking about?
What do you
the
call-
only thing is, I played the word, and it literally sounded exactly the way I said it. That's the only difference.
Are you about- Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Where you put a T in it?
Yeah. You put, okay.
It's still spelled... It's how you pronounce it.
Do you put a T in pizza? Because that's the same sound in pizza as Alzheimer's.
Yeah, spell pizza phonetically.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Yeah, Nick, it's not going to have a T in it.
What do you call the base tube in the back of your car?
Okay, that I totally own. I totally own the woofer thing. That's my bad.
That wasn't even the one you got upset about. Well, I think it was another one.
So that just goes back to the first thing. The first word y'all picked on was me, the whole woofer thing, and I rolled with it.
Okay.
I know that I forever said supposedly, and then Lisa jumped on me for it.
You killed yourself for that one.
Yeah, but I feel like Chipotle was the one. It was a week. An entire week of y'all making fun of me for
Woofer's
that.
Woofer's been 2.5 years.
I don't bring Woofer up.
You
I totally forgot
lying
about
ass.
I have never.
Lying
I have
ass.
Never brought
you
Woofer
You just brought it up.
Up
5 minutes ago.
Joe brought it up.
Say, that you two are one.
No.
Same thing.
How dare you?
Now you got two that are coming at you.
How dare you?
Thank God there's only 2 minutes left in this show.
You son of a bitch. You take that back right now.
Okay.
All right. There are words I struggle with. And Chipotle is one of them. I'll take it to my grave, which I'm 50, so it won't be long. What else was on the list?
There's lots. Why does everyone over the age of 40 need to read whatever your T-shirt says?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Like you're in the grocery store checkout line. She's like, what does that say?
This is a really good list. I like this one. Why does everyone over the age of 40 refer to turning on a laptop as booting up?
Yep. Why does everyone over the age of 45 take 10 minutes to use the ATM?
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
There's another one on your ellipsis. Why does everyone over the age of 50 double click on links online?
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah, this list is solid, man. I dig this.
Do people do that? What? Why do people over the age of 40 order tomato juice on an airplane?
Oh, yes.
That common?
Yes. Do you really?
I don't, but I know old people. Old people love tomato juice. I don't know why.
Yeah, I never order tomato juice ever.
By the way, they're showing this now. Did you see this pitch?
Yeah. I think she's a White Sox employee.
This Ooh. Chick nails a photographer halfway between. So this chick is for the White Sox is throwing out the first pitch. She's on the mound. I don't know who from the White Sox is catching
the
pitch
at
home plate.
The team photographer.
Well, no, I'm saying there's someone at home plate. She's on the dirt on the mound. There's a photographer offset in between her and the catcher.
Kind of midway between.
Midway, but way off on the side. She nails him right in the head. Worse than the mayor of Cincinnati. Worse than 50 Cent. It was the worst pitch ever.
She drilled the camera right out of his hand.
Yeah. Just awful. I mean, I was like, wow, is that Corbin Martin? Or is that... Wow.
Because the next pitch wasn't a dinger.
That's on me. That's all my bad. Yeah, that was pretty awful. You know what? But when I saw that, you know what my first thought was? This is why I would never throw out a first pitch for the Skeeters. Because that would happen to me. And you think it was bad making fun of me for Chipotle or Woofer?
let me do some stuff like that. Oh my God, I would quit radio. I would just be like, I can't fade that kind of awfulness every single day.
Where Hill threw never, that first
pitch. I know, I but he did good. Year. Yeah, Joel did. I threw a strike did last good.
Year. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Bill Baeza, however, was begging on Channel 2 that he's never done that and he wants to do it. I believe tomorrow night he's doing it at a Skeeters game.
Oh.
Careful what you wish for, Billy.
You think he's gonna soft toss one up there?
Yeah, I don't know that he gets it there.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be... See, I would be
even
okay.
Even if they give him the plastic ball, not the real one.
They give you a plastic ball?
Yeah, a vinyl one.
Why? It's easier to throw?
I don't know why they did that.
They gave you a fake one?
Yeah. I was like, well, yeah, and we were, and, you know, it was me and another guy, and we came with
it. They on a budget?
And they threw the ball, and I was like, this isn't
here, throw this. You're like, this is a wiffle ball.
I was like, we're throwing like a toy.
Here, throw this. This is a tennis ball spray painted white. This is a furry ass baseball. I'm not throwing this whack ass tennis ball.
It might help Bill.
Bring me, you think?
Yeah, because it'll be lighter and smaller, and maybe he'll get it there.
Man, I would be really worried.
To his credit, Nick, didn't he make the free throw for the first shot for the Rockets?
Bill,
I think
Baeza?
He did. Yeah.
Maybe Bill's a little athletic. You don't know.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll get a report from someone from
That's
the Skeeters.
Right. That's right.
All right. Well, happy birthday, my friend. Enjoy the N's and E's.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you to you guys.
The Arby's, thank you the Herpes, the Mimes.
Thank you for the cake.
You're welcome.
Thank you for not drinking my whiskey, Nicholas. And thanks to all the suspects for the kind wishes today. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. So we'll be back again tomorrow. Barry's last show of the week as he gets ready to head off on the tour and do a little comedy for Friday.
Arkansas.
But Nick and I will take you through to the Friday. But Thursday's up next. And we'll be all in studio tomorrow. So we look forward to it. Same time, same channel. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next. ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own parts or not.
Yeah, boy. ESPN 97.5.